At some point in everyone's life, you might need a slight overhaul or perhaps a major overhaul or even a complete reinvention. Perhaps the job or the career you thought would always be there just up and disappears. Maybe the spouse you hitched your wagon to decides they want to try a new wagon. Or perhaps you lose a loved one and you need to reinvent. In the case of Nirvana drummer Dave Grohl, he needed to reinvent himself while the whole world watched. And reinvent himself he did. He didn't wait for the phone to ring. He didn't wait for a band to call and say, "Hey man, we need a drummer." He went to the bank, bought some studio time, and got to work.
I found a studio down the street. I booked 6 days. Loaded all my into the car. Bought some good, strong coffee. And I got back to work. 14 songs in 5 days with 1 day to mix. I played every instrument. Running from the drums, to the guitar, to the coffee maker, to the bass, to the vocal mic, to the coffee maker, back to the drums, back to the coffee maker. Here I was again, left to my own devices, with no one to tell me right or wrong. The same one-man band 20 years ago, 20 years later, multi-tracking all on my own. Though long gone were the two cassette recorders and songs about my dog, my bike, and my dad, I was singing songs about starting over.
From the now 20-year-old debut album, this is the one-man band calling himself Foo Fighters and Big Me on the reinvention of Dave Grohl on The Essentials.
When I talk about it, carries on.
I'm going to make a confession. All of us have that list of guys that we'd love to sit down and have a beer with. A guy we look up to, a guy we admire, a guy that we simply want to be in the presence of with the hopes of gleaning some of the secret formula, some of the magic, so we can be more like that guy. Dave Grohl is right near the top of my list. I'm a fanboy. I guess I secretly hope that he'll call me champ and tell me I'm awesome. Maybe invite me and my family on an RV vacation with him and his family and we'll be best friends. Or maybe he'll slip up and tell a story about his days in Nirvana when him and Kurt Cobain did that thing that he's never told anyone else about and now I'm in on the secret too. Or maybe it's simply because, like I said at the top of the show, he is the physical manifestation of the rock star so many of us dreamed we'd be. Wildly successful, but without a shred of pretense. A guy so bloody comfortable with his rock stardom that he's completely dropped the rock superstar charade and couldn't care less if you think he's cool. I recently spoke with a caller about this very topic. Dano?
Hey, so the thing with Dave Grohl is I think he doesn't really have any guilty pleasure music. You know what I mean? He just likes all the music.
Yeah, there's not an ounce of irony when he goes, God, I really love that new Taylor Swift record. Like, you know that he actually enjoys it.
And there's no guilt there. I think I heard him, or I didn't hear him, but I saw a quote from him that literally said, my favorite song in the last, like, decade was that Gundam Style song.
It is.
Dave Grohl is so completely and utterly and freely out of the musical closet. It's inspiring.
Yeah, it really, really is. Totally.
Imagine the liberation, the freedom, if we could all just stop caring what anyone else thinks and get out there and love the things we want to love. Thanks for listening to The Essentials and the Reinvention of Dave Grohl. Production assistants from Marika Friesen and Brad Kowalski. Your executive producers, Adam Thompson and Gail Zarbatani. I'm Garner Andrews. This is Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters from the 2014 album Sonic Highways, Something from Nothing. Have a great day.
So here